Well, here we are in our reflection today. We're talking about the prodigal son, or thinking about that passage in Scripture where, from the Gospel of Luke, where it might not be what we call the prodigal son, it might be what we call the loving father. It's Jesus' parable, but it also reminds us not only of the prodigal son, it reminds us of other parables or other stories in Scripture, beginning with Cain and Abel, the two brothers, that fought, the one who was loved and the one who felt he wasn't loved, and it wasn't long before Cain took care of Abel. But there's also the story of Jacob and Esau and other stories in Scripture that remind us of a father with two children. There was, in this case, a child who took his inheritance and lived his life and spent his money and ended up sleeping with the pigs or whatever. And the other son who was faithful to his father and did all the work just according to the way it was supposed to be done, and yet he didn't seem to have much joy in his whole life, not much joy at all. And when we think about this this passage in Scripture, we have to ask ourselves, what really is it about? Is it about the loving father? Is it about the son, the prodigal, who seems and feels like a sinner and it just wasted his life, and he comes back repentant and he asks for forgiveness and the father is there with open and welcoming arms? Or is it about the older son, the one who has done everything for his father and has given his whole life to pleasing his father and yet feels like he hasn't done anything for his father, and his heart is just broken when the son comes back and the celebration begins? Or is it a message to us that our Christian life truly is a life that is to be lived in celebration, for God has done so much for us, even forgiven us in our life?